Kind of funny playing music like that wearing this shirt. I guess it's all right. All right, Pete Seeger. Yeah. We always associate Pete Seeger with a banjo, but we don't always associate him with being kind of a hot picker, fancy picker. We think of, you know, more of a strumming thing to accompany himself and sing-alongs, that sort of thing. But he, in fact, has been a wonderful player. He's just an all-around amazing guy. He's a great philosopher, great political thinker, musician, songwriter, just so many things. I've had a chance to know him a little bit over the last number of years. In fact, I talked to him about a month ago. And we did a big banjo show up in Albany, New York, 10 banjo players, which is a daunting thought. Of course, it was, Bela Fleck was there, and Eric Weisberg, and Bill Keith, and Bruce Molsky, and a whole bunch of folks from New York. It was called New York Banjo. And we were hoping for Pete Seeger to come out, but I called him up just before it was time for the show, you know, about a week before, and he said he'd like to be there, but he had contracted or gotten Lyme disease, so he wasn't able to go, and I thought, boy, poor Pete, he's probably feeling pretty weak. But he ended up talking to me for about 20 minutes about communism and Stalin, and he sang the Pete Boggs Soldiers to me, and just going on about sedimentary rock in the Palisades geological area in New Jersey across from New York State, and how the Dutch settled northern Manhattan, and just like, stuff's coming out of him. And anytime I've talked to him, it's been like that. And it's just like a treat to be sitting there and having Pete Seeger singing to you over the telephone. It's like, wow. Anyway, so I'm gonna do a tune that Pete recorded for an album called The Goofing Off Suite, which is an album he recorded for Folkways Records back in 1955. And as he put it, it was comprised of tunes that he came up with. He had just bought some land in Beacon, New York, overlooking the Hudson, a beautiful tract of land, and they had put up a house, and while his wife, Toshi, was tarring the driveway and the kids were putting the electrical system in, he was hanging out in the hammock, noodling on the banjo, and the tunes that he came up with ended up on this Goofing Off Suite. Amongst them was this next arrangement of Blue Skies, an Irving Berlin tune, and Pete Seeger was talking to me about Irving Berlin too for about 5 minutes, knows everything about Irving Berlin, just, you know, this encyclopedic knowledge of everything.